Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We are now in Masechet Bechorot Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph at the bottom Mishnah. Kol Hamumin Harugin, and this is in the middle of Mishnah Dalid of the fifth parak. Kol Min Harugin Avo Bidei Adam. Any kind of mum that could happen by man's hand. Roi Yisrael Nemanin, we'll see what that means, but for right now we'll read it straight up. But the shepherds who are non-Kohanim are believed to say they happened not by purposeful human interaction. Roim Kohanim Enan Nemanin, but Kohanim not. Rishon Gamliel Omer Neman Hu Al Shel Chavero Ve'en Neman Al Shel Atzmo, seems to ramp it up and say that a Kohen is believed, but as long as it's not about his own Bechor. Meir Omer Chashur Al Adavar Lo Danov Lo Mido. If you're suspected about it, you can't be believed on behalf of somebody else. We have to put all of this together. Yochanan Belazar. So we have a machloket between these great Chachamim and Tveria as to how to interpret the Mishnah. Charama, Roei Yisrael means Roei Yisrael Be Kohanim. Yisraeli shepherds working for Kohanim, Ne'amanim. Why? Legimah lo chashinin. We're not concerned that they're going to deliberately make a mum in the animal, allowing their boss Kohen to now shecht it, and then they're going to get a place at the table. But Roei Kohanim Be Yisrael ain't Ne'amanim. What's Roei Kohanim in the Mishnah? It means Kohanim who are Roim, shepherds for Yisraelim. They're not believed. Why? The Kohen will say to himself, since I'm working hard with this animal, if it turns out to be a Balmum, the Kohen owner, the Yisrael owner will not give it to some other Kohen, he'll give it to me, and therefore we're afraid he's going to deliberately make the Mum. Okay, v'hu adin kohen l'kohen, and certainly if a kohen works for a kohen, he's not believed. The chashin and the gomli, we're concerned that they're going to help each other. He's coming and says, he is believed about another fellow, but not about himself. The mayor then responds and says, he's not believed about the other because he's not believed about himself. So which means that that Rabbi Yishev Gamliel and Rameh are only talking about Kohen the Kohen, evidently, that's the focus. That's one position. V'charamar, the other position is Roi Yisrael v'hen Kohanim Nemanim. Roi Yisrael means Kohanim who work for Yisrael. They're believed. Mean because Meimar Amar lo shavik to Rabbanu v'yav lididi. This Yisrael is not going to give me, I'm just a shepherd, he's not going to give me the Bechor, he'll give it to some Talmud Chacham. Roei Kohanim and Yisrael and Am Nemanim. But Roei, so therefore he's believed. On the other hand, Roei Kohanim, which means Yisraelim who work for Kohanim, are not believed. Why? The Chashin Legimah, because they'll say, oh, if my boss, the Kohen, ends up with a Balmum, I'll get a seat at the table. V'choshken Kohen LeKohen Delo. And again, Kohen LeKohen certainly doesn't work. V'chashin LeGomlin and V'chashin LeGimah. We have both concerns. Is they're going to scratch each other's back, and also because each is going to say they're going to sit at the table. We'll get some barbecue from this. V'yatav Shimon LeMeimer and says, "Neman Shel Chaveru Neman Al Shel Atzmo." Again, he's believed about the other guy. V'yatav Meir LeMeimer Chashin LeDomer LeDomer LeMeido. Okay, and the last two are the same in either take. Now here's the piece. Bishlamon Amanamar Yisrael and Kohanim, according to the second take, we don't know which one it is, but according to the second take, Nemanim, that works out. Why? That's where a mayor comes to respond and says, no, if you're chashed on something, you can't testify. So he says, therefore, Roei Yisrael, according to the second take, who are Kohanim, are believed, and the mayor says, no, they're not. Which means Rameh basically blots everybody out. That will be a problem in a few minutes. Elaman dama roei kohanim be Yisrael, but according to the first take, roei kohanim means kohanim who are roim for Yisrael, ein nemanin, if they're the ones who aren't believed, so mayat Rameh lo shurim, what's Rameh adding by saying if you yourself are not believed, then you can't testify for somebody else? That's exactly what the first Tana said. Hainu Tana kama, so ikimenayot b'shur ben kfusai. The only difference between them then will be a fine difference based on the following brayta. The Tanya, Meshuvan Kfusai Omer, Bechor Be Kohen. If a Kohen has in his house an animal that's a Bechor, so Shnamin Ashuk La'id Alav, you need to have two external people, not members of the house, to come and testify and say that this mum happened by itself. He says, no, even a member of the family could testify. Rabbi Yossi comes and says, even 10 people who are members of the household cannot testify. And then we wonder, where are they disagreeing? So we'll get to that in a minute. But Kiman Az Lahadam Rav Chisda Rav Katina Safek Bechorish Nolad Be Yisrael. So Shaimin Ashuk La'id Allah. This is still picking up from there. So Rav Chisda made this quote from Rav Katina, which is a Safek Bechor that's born into a Yisraeli's house. You have to have two people from outside of the family come and testify about him. Kiman Krav Yishov and Kfusai. That follows Rav Shimon Kfusai. He says you need people from the outside of the family. Nachman Amar, he says no. Baalim Meidin Alav. Right? The owners themselves could testify. According to that, where Meir would have to say that nobody could ever say anything about Maser Beima, because everybody has Maser Beima, not just Kohanim, and they're all Choshut. Maser Vadam Heima. That you certainly have to say. Dibar Yishadi Beimum Mechulei Edre. Maser, we say you are believed because you have a Pesha Asar, sort of, amigo, which is if you wanted to really lie about it, you could have made a mum in them before you counted number 10, made a mum in all of them, and therefore be believed. So that's not an attack. Ela Sofik Bechor, the Rameir Mimid Alav. Who could ever testify about Sofik Bechor? After all, even the Yisrael who owns it is a problem. Unless you accept this. If you think that Rameir says there is no takana for Safek Bechor, so go back earlier in the Masechet. This goes back to the Sugya and Daf Yud Zayin about the Mevakeret that had two Secharim at one time. Rabbi Yossi says they're both Bechorot. Chacham disagree and say, if Shalat Sam say, if for only one's a Bechor, we don't know which one. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon disagree, did the coin get the big one or the small one? But either way, whichever one the coin didn't get has to be kept with Israel. He lets it graze, gets a mum, and then, he shechts it, but Rabbi Yossi says, patur mina matanot, because kol shachalifa biad coin patur mina matanot. Since the coin got its swap off, therefore it's patur mina matanot, Rabbi Meir mechayev, Rabbi Meir says it's chayev matanot, which means Rabbi Meir fundamentally says, sofik bechor could be testified about, and would be dealt with. And he says, okay, if you matanot, that's a separate problem. So Rabbi Meir certainly says it works. So therefore we know that even a mayor would have to agree that the owners could testify and say, this Sofek Bechor, this the mum that now happened, which allows us to shecht it, happened by itself. Why? Because Kohanim Urechshid Yamumi, it's Tafka Kohanim who we are concerned, and we suspect they're going to lie about Mumim and make them on purpose and say they happen inadvertently. Yisrael Urechshid Yamumi, not Yisrael. Because generally, Kohanim are the ones who have what to gain. Okay, Itmar Nachman Amar Halach Mishim Gamliel. He says, the halachah of Gamliel, which is they're believed about anything except their own, even Kohanim. Rabbi Halacha Rabbi Yossi. He says, the halachah is Rabbi Yossi, which is that it has to be an outside person. Rabbi said, as if the owners are standing with us outside, and the Bechor went into the house, and we assume now there's other family members in the house. It went in fine, it came out damaged. Midin alav. Then the people in the house could testify that it happened by itself, which means members of the family can, which is not Rabbi Yossi. So, Eima kol balim mamdim v'lo chashinam, meaning not balim, but all the members of the household were outside. It was some other people inside, or it just came out on its own, damaged, and that's good enough. So, yachi ma'il me'emar, so what's the chiddush? So, ma'ur tema nechush tachshara, maybe they snuck somebody around, kamashmo on that we're not concerned. Okay. V'yachal tek mashim gamliel. So we said, we ruled like that, but Dafka Ben Obito, but we said it's only the son or the daughter, as Moshe Gamliel gave his examples, about Ishto lo, my time at Ishto kagufo dami. Because his wife is kind of like him, and he's testifying about himself. Okay. Papa Labai turns around and says, Meir dover choshel al dover lo donov lo mido. Vikor ha-meir choshel al dover achad choshel l'chol terakula. If you recall earlier in the sugya of accepting chavirim, Meir said, once you're choshel al dover achad, you're choshel for everything. And then he add to that what he said here, which is, if you're choshel on something, you can't testify about it. Kohanim machinami lo dayin dina, so Kohanim now cannot be dayanim at all. Because the choshel on being matamum, and choshel al dover achad, choshel l'chol terakula. But the Kohanim are Dafka, the ones who are typically appointed in the Torah's image as the Dayanim. So the answer is Emma de Rameir Lechshasha. Rameir just meant by that we have to suspect that things are not exactly the way he presented it. But not to say that you are for sure now considered Choshu Lechol Atarakula. We just say that we can't fully take your word on this particular issue. Okay, so in other words, the two statements don't link up. Hachoshel Adover lo done over the Mido, yes, but Hachoshel Adover Chad, Hachoshel Adover Tarakula, that's got to be a much stronger Chad than just saying you have a vested interest. You have to have proven yourself to be not reliable and indeed a criminal in that area. Yibayaluhu. Amy Piyad, Ma'ula Eidut Bechor. Can one guy testify, said, I heard from another guy that Bechor, got clipped by the hedges. Ravasi Asar, Ravashi Shari, which is an easy way to remember it with the language. Amar Ravasi the Ravashi. This is, of course, a different Ravasi than we're accustomed to seeing. This is somebody who might be even called Rav Itai. Maybe another spelling in some of the Girsot. He's a student and chaver of Ravashi. How can you say that Bechor can be shechted based on Eidut Piyed? The only time Eidut Piyed works is for Eidut Isha. What's Eidut Isha? When you testify that a man went on a trip, died, and his wife can remarry, where we have all sorts of leniencies. So Tani El Eidut Isha Ksherala Bilvad. Not Eidut Isha, meaning she is the, beneficiary of the testimony, but rather any Eidut for which a woman is believed, which would include Bechor, Mum of Bechor, Eidut Piyed is also believed. Rav Yemar Achshar Eidut Piyed B'Bechor. Rav Yemar said Eidut Piyed does work. Kari Alei Moreimar. He said Yemar Shari Bukhar. He called him Yemar, the one whom was about to Bechorot, which is a derogatory term. But here Hilchot Eidut Piyed Kashar Eidut Bechor. That's how we bask it. Indeed, that is okay. Okay, I'm Rav Yila. Lai Muchzakim Bo Shu Bechor. We have an animal, we don't know what it is. And a guy comes along and says, by the way, this animal's a Bechor, and I can testify that it's got a mum. Naman, he's believed, and he believed that mum happened by itself. So my Kamash Milan, what's that teaching? Shapesha also Pesha Yitir, the principle we have at the second parak of Ketubot, that when you are the only source of the information that makes this potential Isur, we then believe you to say it's also Mutar. Such as when you come and say, yes, indeed, that's my signature on the star, but I was forced into signing. Right, or we'll see the case in a minute. Tanina, Haisha Shamra, Isha Ishaiti Vigushani. A woman who we don't know her status, she wants to get married. We have no idea what her past is. We assume she was never married. She says, yes, I was married, but I'm divorced. So we believe her. Namanet. Shapesha so Peshaiter. So how's that indifferent here? The answer is Maudatema Hatamu Dibaya Loamra. If she really wanted to get away with marrying without a divorce, she could say nothing. Because we would think her a priya. Avalacha, but in this case, to Losagra Lamra, here the guy has to say something. Why? Because he has to have a chacham officially confirm the mum so he can shecht it. To kochim bachutz to achil. There's no reason to think that this guy is going to be interested in eating kochim bachutz. And if it's a bachor that has not yet been confirmed as a bal mum, then it's kochim. So he has to say something to the chacham. So Ema Lo Pesha Asaru, so we might say that this does not fall under the category Pesha Asar, which is why Rav Ila had to say it, and the case of the woman is not enough. Kamash Puan, and why indeed is it Pesha Asar? Because if he really wanted to cheat, he could have made a mum, it was very obvious. Then he wouldn't need a mumchei, he could have just three regular guys, be matirin, and then he could eat it. And so therefore it is Pesha Asar. Okay, Matkar Ravashi. There was a guy who rented out his donkey to a fellow. Do not go by the way of Nahar Pekod, because there's water there, and I'm concerned the donkey's going to slip and fall. Go that other path by the town of Meresh, because there's no water there. He went the wrong way. The donkey died. He came and said, indeed I went the wrong way. But there was no water there, meaning the donkey died for some other reason. So this guy is chayiv as a socher for having to pay. Rava said, because it's not mitzvah machmat moracha, if he went the way he wasn't supposed to go, and the water killed him. Rava says the guy should be believed. Why? Because he has a migo, malo shaker. He could have said, I went the other way, and nobody would be the wiser. But Abaye disagreed and said, we don't believe him, because it's connected edim. What are the edim? So the edim are that we all know that there's always water there. That's the thing. We know there's always water at Nahar Pekod. That's why it's called Nahar Pekod. Hatem Vada Shadi Me Mum. But here, we don't know that the guy made a mum. We do not have Eidim against our Malu Shaker. Therefore, the guy is believed. Chashahu. Makom Chashah. I mean, Malu Shaker. Malu Shaker, the manut that you're given because you could have gotten away with a better lie and not been caught. And therefore, this thing that we think might be a lie, we accept as truth. It does not get snowed under by a chash, only by absolute edut, like our knowledge that there's always water in our pekod. Yati Ravina kama la shmaita v'lo gavra. Ravina said this over without testing the different names. Amale Rava zuti Ravina. He said, "Anan mishmet Rav Ilam at Ninala." We have this whole shmua as we have it, and then Rav Ilam, the malashaker. And now it's a famous, we're going to end with a very famous story, Rav Tzadok. Havele Bukhra, he had a Bukhor. Ramale Sai Basali, what happened is he put a basket around him and he put some barley in there. And Vahadi Ka'achil Ivza Sifte, as it was eating, it tore its lips. So he's a Balmum now. Atal Kem Rabishua, he quietly came to Rabishua ben Chananya. Amale Klum Chilagna ben Chaver La Amaretz, he said, do we distinguish between an Amaretz who we can't trust, who we think is deliberately messing up the, deliberately being Matal Mum, and a Chaver we can trust? Amale Rishua, hey, yes, we do distinguish, and you're trusted, and you can eat it. Atal Kem Rabishua, he came to Rabishua privately. Amale Chilagna ben Chaver La Amaretz, Amale Rabishua, well, we don't distinguish, and you can't eat it. So Amale Rabishua, Amale Hei, Rabishua told me you were allowed to. Wait till the warriors, meaning the all the Talmid Chachamim, come into the Beit Midrash. And this is one of the famous standoffs between Gamaliel and Yeshua. Because the Chusul of the Beit Midrash, Amar Ashua was Sha'al. Evidently, Rabbi Sadok stand up and ask, Kum Kum Chalak Min Chaber Lamaretz? And Rabbi Yeshua loved. Rabbi Yeshua got up and gave the publicly correct answer, according to Gamaliel's position, which is, no, we don't distinguish in its Asr. Gamaliel comes and says, but people tell me that you said yes against my psak. Yeshua Amor al Aglacha, he told him, and he didn't call him Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua, stand up, Ya'idu b'cha, and people will testify against you. Rabbi Yeshua al Aglav Yamar Eacha say. He said, what can I do? Imol ani achai b'hu meit. If I was ever alive and Rabbi Tzadok wasn't alive, Cholachai lachish damet, I could say no, and he's not around to say I'm wrong. Shari chai b'hu chai, but he's alive. Heach yachai achol lachish tachai. I can't deny something that I said. I agree, I said it. Gamliel was giving the drasha and teaching. Rabbi Yeshua was standing there in quite a shameful way. Rabbi Yeshua Gamliel was ordering him to stand. Until they told Chutzpit, the Turgaman, Rabbi Gamliel's spokesman, to get up, meaning we're done with the session, Viamad, and he was done. And this, of course, leads into the famous story in the fourth parak of Brachot of the ultimately of the removal of Rabbi Gamliel from his position because of this and because of his treatment of Rabbi Yeshua when it came to Rosh Chodesh and the famous Yom Kippur episode, Rosh Hashanah, and then culminating with the machloket about Tfilat Arvit Rishut Tfilat Arvit Chovah, which in that case was instigated by none other than Shimon Bar Yochai. Okay, we'll pick up with the final podcast in this parak. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.